Hello and welcome back to Sunday Sermon Burst. My name is Stephan De La Cruz and I am the friend of God. Today's message title is The Image of the Beast, Rise of the AIs. Our verses for today are found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 through 18. Now verse 14 reads like this, "And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwelled on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword unto death, yet he lived." Verse 15, "He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed." Verse 16, "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads." Verse 17, "And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Verse 18, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. These passages speak of a time when a great deceiver will come and convince people to create an image that is given the power to speak and even to cause harm to those who do not follow its laws and decrees. Now, the ancient scriptures use these words to describe what the people of the world will do. They will worship the beast, to worship a creation of men, a scientific achievement that will be the first of its kind on this planet, an image of a man brought to life. This image will look like the beast, it will even sound like the beast, and it will be given the ability to think like the beast. Remember this, that this great deceiver, a man of flesh and blood, will be so wicked, so defiled, that the scriptures describe this man as a beast. That description of a beast signifies that this human, this man, will have the thinking of an animal, with no respect for life, with no mercy, and no judgment of good or evil. It will do what it desires to do. And if that is how it's been programmed, because remember, an AI is a program. Its programming is designed to mimic the beast. And if those desires are evil, then that's what it's going to do. It's a beast. It will behave as such. There will be no mercy from this individual that one day will be ruling this planet according to the book of Revelation. Now, the image that is made in the likeness of this man is also known as the beast. That's right, the image. But its name is going to be called the image of the beast. Now, I believe at that time, they won't be calling this person or his image the beast or the image of the beast. They will have a name, and it'll probably, most likely, be a very proper name. But scripture, prophetic scripture, sees this individual and its image as a beast. And it makes that clear to us so that we will understand that when this individual shows up and these things begin to take place, no matter how wonderful, no matter how beautiful this may seem, and we want to welcome it, it is a beast. Think about a lion from the wild. They're beautiful creatures. And you want to approach those creatures and you want to pet them, touch them, listen to how they purr, and you want to be close to them. But the reality is they are a beast and they will attack you. They will not understand that you have a desire to just get to know them because you're human and they're a beast. Well, in a like manner, this individual will behave as you and I will function in this world as you and I, but its thoughts, its heart will be like that of a beast. It will only do what it needs to do for itself. And then when it is in control, people will see it, that person, for who that person truly is. Now, while this passage may seem like a fantastic story, something made up, it is interesting to note how it relates to the development of the AIs of today. And I'm talking right now in the year of 2023. In recent years, we have seen significant advancements of AI technology to the point where some machines are capable of speech and even rudimentary decision-making. It's not difficult to imagine a future where machines are given the power to act on their own accord, perhaps even to the point of causing harm to those who do not comply with their demands. At the time of this podcast, I work a full-time job as a biomedical engineer, and I see advancements of cutting-edge technology being used in the hospitals, in the medical field, surgical robots, and AI machines assisting surgeons. Now, for those of you who may not understand what an AI is, it stands for artificial intelligence. It's a program, and it's very, very smart. I wouldn't call it intelligent, but the people who have created it call it artificial intelligence. It's supposed to mimic a human. It is a complicated, sophisticated program that is used to mimic the intelligence of a human with the ability to learn and grow. But there are limits on those abilities of learning and growing, with the hope of someday it will become self-aware. You heard me right. These scientists, these programmers are all striving to get to a point where their creation actually one day becomes self-aware and speaks of itself as a person or an entity. This program is used on supercomputers that can work and make calculations at incredible speeds. And I'm just giving you a basic explanation of what an AI, an artificial intelligence machine, is. Now, here's what's interesting. When those scriptures, that prophecy was written over 2,000 years ago in the book of Revelation, and it was talking about an image being created of the beast, and it came to life, and it began to speak, and it began to speak blasphemies against the God of heaven and his people here on earth. And it made laws and decrees that the people of this earth would follow. And if they don't follow it, they would be put to death. Now, when this prophecy, this word of the Lord was given so long ago, many people thought, well, this is ridiculous. It just can't happen. Even up to this day, when people hear or read that scripture, they think, that's ridiculous. An image, a statue come to life? Nah, that's not possible. And the fact that that image looks like the beast and it talks and sounds like the beast, now that's impossible. Well, today, at any time you'd like, you can get on the internet and you can look up AIs. And AIs can record your voice and mimic your voice so they sound exactly like you. Not only that, if you load up your images of yourself, they can create an avatar exactly like you. And they can use that image and your voice, and it will sound and look like you. They can make it say anything they want without your permission. We are at a pivotal point in human history. We have just come out of the COVID pandemic that shut the world down. The church has completely changed, even though some ministers and priests and pastors don't believe it. Christians all over the world were forced to remain at home and not attend any church services where they could fellowship and worship with other believers. This forced a shutting down of many church buildings because no one was there to participate and help. But even though the church has changed here on this side of the COVID pandemic, it can be related. The example I can share with you is when the people were brought out of Egypt and they stood there at this sea that would not allow them to pass. But as God opened up that sea for them to cross, there was a different people that would reach the other side. So on one side of that sea was a certain kind of church, but on the other side, there was a different kind of church. And that is what has happened here in the history timeline of Scripture, that there was a church before the COVID pandemic and how it functioned and how it worked. But now, after a year of being outside of the church, Christians now are different. They are being prepared for what lies ahead. And for a lot of Christians out there, they haven't heard of these AIs yet, but you will start hearing of them very quickly. They are coming out. We do have robots that can actually do many things that humans can do. In fact, in New York, just recently, the chief of police has stated that they will start using robotic dogs to help patrol the area in New York. Now, if you think that that's far-fetched, well, it's just the beginning. Hospitals are using a robot, to help surgeons perform surgery, very delicate surgery. And they are working right now towards using AIs to completely take over the robot instead of the surgeon taking control of the robot. The AI will take control of the robot and complete the surgery. And this is going on right now as you hear this message. And there is more coming, so much more that lies ahead. Now, there has been talk, and if you look, Japan is working on I call it an android. Some might call it a robot, but it's basically a humanoid looking android. And now with the AI programs, and now with the AI possibility, they now can load up into those androids. And you can actually have a conversation with that android /AI. On the internet right now, you can sign up and start having conversations with AIs. It's called ChatGPT. For some of you, this might sound, well, this is, you know, this might be scary, this might be frightening, but I want you to understand this. It is what has to be, because this is where we're going. This is where God has the human race going. And this is where you were destined for. You were born at the right time in the right place. And I know for a lot of you that are listening to me, you're thinking, you got to be kidding. You don't know the life I've lived and the things I'm going through. That's true. But God does. You've never been alone. Even in the hardest times, you've never been alone. Because there are times that God separates us from everything and everyone, not because we did something wrong, not because we made a mistake, but because God is separating us from certain people, certain jobs, certain cultures, so that God can begin to mold us and set us on the right path to who we will eventually become to fulfill our destiny. And I know it's hard because there are many times in my life that I feel the very same things that you do. And I went through the pandemic just as you did. And it was difficult watching many people. I even had it myself. And I had to go through a lot of you that have survived. You know what you went through. It was very difficult. So I don't want you to be afraid or concern. And I'm not sharing this with you to put fear into you. I'm sharing this with you so that you will be made aware. You will have knowledge of what is going on so that it doesn't come upon you all of a sudden and you weren't aware of what was happening. So don't allow fear to enter into your thoughts, because you have been placed here at this time to fulfill the destiny that God has set for you. As I see our technology developing, I believe and I can see that the beast will use our technology to his advantage. And he will use the scientists of that time and programmers to create an image of himself, the spitting image, the perfect image of him. They will install an AI to this Android, this image, and the beast will be able to pick and choose what it will do, how it will think, and what it will say. Because AIs, no matter how intelligent they are, no matter how much they can do, in the end, they are still just a program. And whoever has that program can program it, put the settings as they desire so that it will do what they want. And I believe that's what the beast will do. And it's going to be a scientific achievement at that time when the people of this world see this image, this android, this AI that comes to life, or at least appears to come to life. And the scientific world is going to marvel that, well, we finally did it. We finally have a sentient being that can think on its own. And why do I say that? I say that because they're going to allow this AI, this program, this android, they're going to allow it to make decrees, to make laws that people on this planet can buy and sell and trade. And if you don't follow those decrees and those laws, this AI is going to give direction to the humans to kill that person or persons. It's literally right there in the book of Revelation. Now, you might think, well, this is way out there. This is crazy. Well, think about what's going on right now. You have men that are dressed up as women going around working in jobs as though they were a woman. They're in sports, in women's sports, breaking all kinds of records, claiming that they are a woman. And the world is saying, no, this is real. That man is real. That man can truly be a woman. And I have seen in the articles that some of them believe men can become pregnant, which I got to tell you, nature clearly says, no, it can't happen because that's not the way I designed it. But if that is going on today and the people are so blind right now that they'll accept that, how much easier will it be to accept a robot, an android with an AI in it, governing the world, making laws and decrees that the world humans have to live by? How much more difficult would it be for this world that believes all these other lies to believe that lie? Now, having said all this, I know that some of you, many of you may be distressed about this. And I'm not sharing with you the rise of the machines or the rise of the beast or the rise of the AIs for a fear factor, all right? I am, as a man of God, as a minister to the church all over the world, my desire is to encourage you so that you will know what to do, to give you information. Now, I want to encourage you right now to remain at your jobs and to work at your jobs. Now, even though all this is happening, it is not a time for us to run and hide, to run into the mountains and so forth and hide. I know that many Christians, the first thing they do or the first thing they think is, I got to get out of here. I got to sell everything I have. I got to quit my job and I have to get out into the forest, into the mountains, into some place I can isolate myself from all this evil. Well, I don't think like that. And I know many Christians do. And that's fine. That's who they are. That is, I have to be careful here because whenever we start to compare, people get upset whether we're Christians or not Christians. So that is fine. If that is who they are, that is fine. But I am not like that. I am a man that believes that I am here for a reason and a purpose. And my destiny is to be part of this existence while I am here. And I believe that for you also. So wherever God has placed you, I believe that God has purposely put you there so that you can reach the people around you and that you can move up through that company, that culture that you are in, to take a place of leadership so that you can change the things, even the smallest thing, that you can change it for the things of God. Now, because of my job as a biomedical engineer, I deal with the latest technologies that are out there and that are coming out. In fact, I am taking courses right now so that I can communicate with the AI machines and make adjustments as needed. So instead of running away from all this stuff, I am pressing in to it. And one of the things that I believe as a man of God and as a friend of God, that when darkness pushes on you, you push back. So my hope for you by sharing this information with you today is that when darkness, when fear pushes on you, that you push back. Stay where God has placed you. Excel. Do not diminish where you're at, but prosper. Because you don't know, you may one day be like Joseph, where God sent him to Egypt. But if you read the scripture in the book of Genesis of how he got to where he was at, Joseph had to go through a lot. You can find this event when it occurred in Genesis chapter 37, the whole chapter and beyond. It ends in chapter 50 of Genesis. And the story begins that Joseph was betrayed. Betrayed by his own family. He was sold into slavery. Then he was accused falsely of attempted rape. He was thrown into prison. And through all that, he held on to his faith. So when his faith clash with real world events around him, he held on to his faith. And I encourage you to hold on to your faith. Because you see, for everyone else that was looking at Joseph, well, Joseph's life was over. It was done with. He's in prison. He will never leave that place. But God had other plans. And one day, what happened was that the Pharaoh had a nightmare that disturbed him so much that he had to have an answer to what he was dreaming. And there was only one man in the entire land, one person, that could give him the answer. And that man was a prisoner sitting in a cell. His name was Joseph. And in one day, people, listen to this, in one day, God took him from all of that misery, from all of that heartache, and he elevated Joseph to the second in command of that nation. God prospered him. And I want to encourage you, wherever you're at, God has placed you there. Because listen to this. Joseph said to his brothers, God has sent me ahead of you so that I could make a place for your safety, so that you would live. And I want you to know that many of you who are listening to me right now, God has sent you ahead of the people of God where you're at so that you can make a place of safety so that the people of God can run to and live. I believe that for my own life. I have just as many stories as you do of difficulty, of being rejected and the COVID and COVID trying to take my life and other diseases and accidents and so forth. But I'm still here. And I'm still at the job that I need to be in. And God has placed me in a difficult place where I'm at. And I got to tell you, even though many of them dislike me, I know I'm in the right place. Because whatever lies ahead of me, God has put me there so that the people that will come behind me will have a place of safety and a place to run to. And I hope that many of you that hear this, you would share this message, this podcast with someone. If you have Christian brothers and sisters that you know that are fearful and so forth, I'd like you to share this with them so that they would learn that when darkness pushes on them, they push back. That when the job is hard, wherever they're at, and everyone seems to be against them, that they will choose to get up and go back to work because God has placed them there. There are a lot of Christians that say that they live by faith. And if you look at their lives, most of them don't have jobs and they don't have any kind of medical coverage. And they let God provide for them. That's their understanding and their belief of living by faith. Now, I can speak to this because I am a child of pastors, of evangelists and ministers. So I know that world and I know how they behave and I know how they think because I live that life. Now, let me share with you something here. That word faith and the word faithful are the same word. My father was a minister and he had a full-time job. My grandfather was a minister and he had a full-time job. My uncles and my aunts, all of them ministered and they all had full-time jobs. And they all said the same thing. They all lived by faith. But then as I grew older, I met people. I had friends that they lived by faith and none of them would work because they didn't want to get their hands dirty with the secular world. They felt that being around the secular people just brought them down. So they wanted to stay away from all that. So they call themselves living by faith where God provided for them. If you get up every day and you go to work, whether you feel good or you don't, you go to work. You pay your bills. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You're trying to make ends meet, but you're faithful. Every day you get up, you husbands that are out there, every day you get up and you go back to that job and you know how they treat you. They overlook you when it comes to getting a raise or to moving you up in your company. For you moms, you wives that are out there, you take care of the house, you take care of your children, you take care of all that, and then you get up and you go to work and you're exhausted. And the people look at you and think, you know, she just doesn't fit in with us. Then you come back home with all that in you. And to you also, you husbands, you fathers, you come home with all that in you. And you're tired and exhausted, and tomorrow you're going to have to do it again. Well, let me tell you what that is. Because you get up every day and you do that, you are faithful. That's right. And you know what word is in that word faithful? Faith. So you live by faith. Whether these other Christians who say they live by faith, they truly live by faith. Let me tell you what. I am the friend of God. And I see the people that God loves, and he loves you, and he sees your faithfulness, and he sees your faith. You are living by faith, and let no one take that from you. You continue to get up every day and go to work. You continue to live your life. You continue to take care of all that has been given to you. And just so you know, I get up every day and I go to work. As of this podcast, I am still working in the secular world full time. So I know what it feels like on those days that you just don't have it in you and you don't want to go to work, but you get up and you go to work. Now, today's message was not about fear or putting fear into the body of Christ, but today's message, and it is my hope that you receive this, that you have been encouraged to stay where God has placed you, to excel and not diminish where God has placed you, and to know that you're not alone, that God has a plan for you, and you are on the right path. Now, before I leave, for those of you who would like prayer, I would like to pray with you. And for those of you who have heard this message for the first time, and you want to be a part of this, and you know that God has a calling for you, I want you to know that Jesus Christ made a way for you to become part of this family, to become his son, to become his daughter, to become his friend. Jesus Christ literally lived on this planet and he died as a sacrifice, which what that means is that he paid a price to bring peace between God and you so that you could come into the family. And if you're ready for that, you're ready to accept that, I want you to also repeat this prayer after me. And for all of those of you that are out there, that you just need a blessing today. That's all. You just need a moment to breathe. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Jesus, I come before you with all my failures and my brokenness. I stand here before you just as I am. Forgive me of my sins and restore to me what has been lost. Give me a new mind to understand, a new heart to believe. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fire. I accept your forgiveness and I receive you into my life, Jesus. And I receive your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me understand this new relationship of being a child of God, of being a friend of God. Help me to mature and to live my life as your son, as your daughter, as your friend. Jesus, restore to me the passion of my first love. Strengthen my hands, my spirit, so that I may press into you and accomplish my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. I know you hear my prayers, and I thank you. Amen. And amen and amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with one person this week and let them know that God is still in control. And many of you have asked, how can you help this small ministry reach the world? The best and easiest way is to become a monthly paid subscriber at thewisdomofgod.church. That's all one word, wisdomofgod.church. When you do, your paid subscription goes to helping this ministry grow and reach the world with the message of Jesus Christ. Simply head over to thelanguageofgod.net, then click on Premier Access and subscribe. I thank you for advance for your help, and I thank you, friends. Now, if you have any comments or questions, direct them to the email provided on thelanguageofgod.net website. When contacting me, please include the podcast title you are commenting on. Now, smile again. That's right. Laugh again. Yes. Believe again. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. I encourage you to live again, to embrace your destiny. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. I say to you, come and drink. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.